Time 100 Honorees Predictions for the Future. Bolder Buildings. For excuses that are valid, like the recession, there has been a return to very banal and conservative ideas in architecture. It's not like people will come back in 40 years and say these buildings are terrible. We know that now, and that is a tremendous shame considering the progress we've made in terms of ideas and innovation in technology, material, fabrication, and construction. I hope this does not have a very negative impact on what the future holds. By Zaha Hadid, Architect, Time 100, 2010. Rental everything. Ladders, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows. Why does everyone need to own all this redundant stuff we use so little? Someone is going to come up with an Uber-like app that facilitates a sharing community for this day-to-day stuff. You could barter and trade household items, and there will be a tracking system so your neighbor can't say, "Oh, I never borrowed that," and you never see it again. By Tony Fadell, CEO of Nest, Time 100, 2014. Binge protection. Never in the history of etymology has the word binge been associated with something good. It's always, I binged that can of Pringles and then I puked. So, and I realize this makes me a huge hypocrite because I engage in this behavior myself. What if when you were going for your fourth straight episode of House of Cards, Netflix sent a message, you might want to go outside, kiss your spouse, or call your mom? That would be nice. By Damon Lindelof, the co-creator of Lost and The Leftovers, Time 100, 2010. Charitable shopping. The one-for-one model, when a company donates an item for each one bought, is revolutionary. Customers like it because they get to know what their money is benefiting, and for brands, it helps create a movement around a cause. Tom's is a great example of a successful program, and I think other companies are hoping to do something similar. We're just seeing the beginning of brands doing good in the world, and that's very exciting. By Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx, Time 100, 2012. More diversity. It's appalling that 100 years in, this industry is still so dominated by white men. The percentage of great films done by women is way higher than the percentage of great films made by men. And there are masterpieces from other parts of the world that can't afford to campaign and distribute like Hollywood studios. I think with YouTube and Netflix, that will start to change, and I hope for a medium that is more diverse in every sense, formats, races, genders, and cultures. By Alfonso Cuarón, Director of Gravity, Time 100, 2014. This article posted by Eliana Dochterman.